Parts of Philly's North Broad Street are transforming. There are more apartments, some more entertainment, some green spaces with less trash. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza took a stroll to see what it's like to be a pedestrian on a changing corridor.
North Broad Renaissance leader Shalmar Thomas runs the new business improvement district that runs along North Broad from Spring Garden Street to West Indiana Avenue. After 7 years in the making, the district can now collect fees from commercial building owners along that stretch to support the community. She says that means helping businesses, keeping sidewalks clean, planting trees, improving lighting, and pedestrian safety.
Development is happening, vitalization is happening, and I think the timing is just good for an organization like the North Broad Renaissance to be a part of that and to help guide it in a strategic way, in a way where it can be as inclusive as possible.
Closer to Center City, there's hundreds of new apartments already built along North Broad Street. There's more apartments under construction near Girard Avenue. Further north, near Lehigh Avenue, there's a massive mixed-use project planned. There's already an Amtrak station, a regional rail stop, and a subway within walking distance of the soon-to-be-retrofitted factory. Developers already bought the land. Plans for a community Starbucks there are in the works, too. Thomas says those investments will bring more residents who need neighborhood basics like coffee shops, grocery stores, and banks. But it's really the entertainment options that could draw tourists north of Center City, like the Met's reopening of its historic opera house and the revamped Divine Lorraine Hotel.
So we have a good advantage to bring those folks up the corridor, but I can't say come to the, you know, the CVS on North Broad if you're visiting from out of town, because the CVS on North Broad is the place to go. You know, I can't sell that.
But for new restaurants or music venues, Thomas says she can sell that. For South Jazz Kitchen, it's already been a destination for nearly a decade. Its director of operations, Harry Heyman, has seen a dramatic change since they opened.
It just has a different feel. I mean, the whole, every time you look down, there's a hole in the ground, and then you'll look up, and then there'll be a big building there. So it's exciting. I mean, it's palatable.
Heyman says he wants to see more trash cans and lights to improve the community.
You want to make sure it's well lit. You want to make sure it's safe.
Thomas says the organization is being proactive and trying to help business owners stay in commercial spaces, whether by purchasing the building or at least getting long-term leases in place now.
Philadelphia as a city is gentrifying. And if you're a renter, you're vulnerable. But we have resources that can help with lease negotiations and to make sure that at the very least, you can negotiate a good lease, that you're there for a long time and that you can benefit from the growth.
North Broad Renaissance already does paid volunteer cleanups, and now it's hiring a district operations manager. In its first year, the new district expects to collect $718,000 from property owners along North Broad Street. By 2029, that will likely grow to more than $800,000. And it might be more, depending on what's next for North Broad Street. Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.